Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How you doing? How you doing? How are you doing? Yep, I want to know that from each one of you. How are you doing? Is life treating you well for the most part? Let me ask you this. Do you find that sometimes life kind of treats you in accordance with the way you treat life? Yeah, the way you approach other people, the way you just generally approach life. Do you find that it seems like the more you put out that seems to be positive and beneficial, the more you're able to receive that which is positive and beneficial? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying or even suggesting that if you put out good, positive, beneficial, that you are only going to receive good and positive and beneficial. No, that's not the real world. You can put out bad and get good. You can put out good and get bad. But you can also put out good and get good. You can also put out bad and get bad. That's the way it works in the real world. It is true that we reap what we sow. It is true that we sometimes reap what we have not sown. Well, that's really not reaping. Because when you're talking about reaping, you're talking about getting a return on your investment. Whatever you have planted, that's what comes back up for you or against you. Yeah, so you look at that and you say, well, I know that I've been sowing a lot of good stuff for and into a lot of people. Where is the good that I'm supposed to be getting back? It's coming. It is coming, whether it comes today or a week from now, a year from now, a decade from now, it's going to come back. And so have no fear. Just keep doing what you're doing. Remember, we should not grow weary from doing the good that we're doing, because if we don't faint at some point, we're going to reap a reward at some point. Think about a lot of the good that the great master Jesus did. And what happened to him? He ended up on a cross. But you can best believe, that he's reaping a whole lot of good now. And think about during 1,000 years of him reigning on this earth as king. And then what's going to happen after that 1,000 year period? Oh, yeah. Sometimes it takes a while for us to get back the good that we have given, that we have put out, that we have sown, that we have planted, but it'll come back. That's it. Let's take a look into the future. Not so much about, you know, what's going to be happening in the here and the hereafter. No, right here in this temporary phase of life, taking a look at bones, broken bones. Now, I'm going to share something that I know a lot of you will just not be able to wrap your minds around, unless you've seen some pictures of back in the day, broken bone treatments. You could break a bone, let's just say a leg. Break that leg, maybe break the femur. Well, it doesn't matter which one. Break a bone in your leg. I mean, truly break that bone too. I don't mean you just got kicked on the shin and it really, really hurt bad, but you were able to walk on it and you gave it a few days and you're okay. I don't mean that. I mean, sure enough, a broken bone in that leg that required treatment. So several decades ago, 70s, 80s, definitely 70s, 60s, break a leg, have to go to the hospital. They reset that bone, get it back lined back up, and put you in a cast. Put that leg in a cast, and that cast could be, in circumference, maybe two or three times as big around as your leg. And they might put that cast on. It might go from your hip, the lower part of your hip, all the way down to wrapping around your foot. And it would be a hardened plaster. And when I say hardened, I mean hardened. You might feel like wood. Doctor would put you in there, and you would have to wear that thing for maybe 6 months. Yes. And it would just be so trying for so many people. For one thing, of course, your mobility was limited. You couldn't move around like you could before that cast was put on your leg and foot. But another thing was, you know, time to take a shower, you needed to try to keep it as dry as possible. So people would often have to go through the trouble of putting enough plastic around the cast that they could prevent it from getting wet so that it could keep doing its job. But how many of you who ever had to wear one of those casts also remember how badly sometimes your leg would be itching and you would have the hardest time because maybe it would be halfway down your thigh or maybe on your calf and itching, 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 and you couldn't get to it. And if you didn't properly cover it when you were taking your shower, it could start smelling bad. Oh, it was challenging. Now, the good news is it did its job. It definitely helped that leg heal and heal well. I have a friend who broke a leg, had that cast put on. When he got that cast taken off, he was determined that he was not going to lose any ground as far as his athletic abilities go. And so he started training harder after that cast was taken off than he had ever trained in his life. And I'm telling you, he improved big time in his athletic abilities, especially his speed, his running speed. Well, they progressed from there to just putting the leg in a boot and wearing that for a few weeks, and the leg was good to go. That has amazed me. Well, what about another level? What do you think about the whole notion of using glue to fix broken bones? You heard me right, everyone. Glue, G-L-U-E, glue to fix broken bones. I know that might sound strange. I'm going to tell you, I'm a little leery about it, but hey, look, let's hear what Medical News Today has to share with us about that. Glue. Glue. Can you imagine glue being applied to a leg in order to fix a broken bone? All right, let's find out what it's about. Researchers from Sweden have been experimenting with a new adhesive substance that will allow us to repair bone fractures more easily and securely. How many of you have gone with someone who broke a bone 30 or 40 years ago, 50 years ago? Yeah, let's say 40 or 50 years ago. And you watched the process of treating that broken bone, whether it was an arm or a leg. And you watched as they reset the bone. That could be a painful prospect. And then, how long did it usually take? You know, they'd have to clean the leg, reset the bone, get all the materials that they needed to form that plaster cast. And it would have to be one that would fit the leg of the specific patient who was being treated. How long did that take? 30 minutes? I really don't remember. I know it took a little while. 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 40 minutes. But how about this glue procedure taking about 5 minutes? The new adhesive could make bone repair much quicker. For example, dentists have known how to fix broken teeth for a long time. And different types of adhesives and different types of methods are used depending on the damage that is diagnosed. The fact that we know how to repair teeth in this way may lead to an assumption that fractured bones in other parts of the body may also be easily fixed with an appropriate adhesive. I got to tell you now, for me, that sounds like a long shot. I'm not a doctor, as you all know. But I'm just thinking about the weight of a bone, especially if it's a bone as big as a leg bone, but even an arm bone. Something the size of a bone, the weight of a bone, how jagged sometimes the edges of the broken bone can be. And I'm thinking, there is a glue that is heavy enough and strong enough to hold together a bone that has been broken. Fractured bones. Strategy has been very problematic so far when it comes to bones, and researchers have struggled with finding an effective glue for damaged bones. And this tends to be because adhesives, just what my concern would have been, was, are not strong enough to keep the bone together. They don't fixate properly in the wet internal environment of the body, or they're not biocompatible. This means that they're either toxic within the body, or that the glues are easily rejected by the body. But recently, researchers from the KTH, Royal Institute of Technology, in Stockholm, Sweden, have developed an adhesive that, according to them, has none of the problems that I just listed. Fixating properly in the wet internal environment of the body, not being biocompatible, etc. Well, this glue uses the same basic bonding technique that's applied in dentistry. It's called thiolene coupling, which hardens and sets reliably even when exposed to water and oxygen. Michael Malkoch, who's a professor of fiber and polymer technology at the KTH Institute, and colleagues have already tested this adhesive in vivo on rat bones, and they were very, very pleased with the results. So this has the potential, the authors are writing, to unlock a new era of new high-performance biomedical TEC adhesives with unmet biocompatibility. That was published in the journal Advanced Functional Materials. The researchers' adhesive technique is three-layered, much like a sandwich of biocompatible glue and fiber. First, a priming layer of glue is laid out on the bone surface so that the adhesive can begin to seep into the bone tissue. A priming layer of glue laid out on the bone surface. Then a fiber patch is added to reinforce the final strength of the adhesive. A final layer of glue is placed on top to complete this bond. So we have glue, a fiber patch, glue. Glue on the bottom. On top of that first layer of glue, a fiber patch. On top of the fiber patch, more glue. Professor Malkoch and his colleagues explained that this procedure lasts no longer than about 5 minutes, and the substance is 55% stronger than commercially available dental adhesive. Let's find out more about what this is about when I come back. Talking about fixing broken bones using glue.